Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. With us, comrades, Coach Lindsay Perry. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay, the last podcast, we spoke about illness in the build-up to comrades, but it's one of those things that particularly this time of the year is very prevalent. And there's been a few incidents, particularly last year. There was one with someone passing away on race day. And it is something we need to be well aware of, that if we are coming down with something, and as we get closer to Comrades Race Day, and particularly on Comrades Race Day, I was one of the few who woke up on Comrades morning last year sick as a dog, and I decided I wasn't running. It's a big call to make, but it's an important one. Let's talk about making that call. If you do feel yourself getting sick in the build-up to in the final week of Comrades, what can you do to sort of limit the effects? And when should you make the call, yes, I'm going to run, or no, I'm going to? What's the thought process behind that? And yeah, it's a big call to make, but it's an important one.
Look, it's very important. And I know there's a strong emotional connection to going, after training so hard for 6 months, you're in Durban, now you get sick and you want to take the chance. But, you know, I suppose this is one of my high horse moments. I guess I get under people's skin a little bit, but for me, it's just grossly irresponsible to line up at Comrades when you're sick in any way, shape or form. It's just too easy for people to run into complications. And besides the obvious associated issues that your immediate family and friends need to deal with, particularly if it leads to a fatal event, you actually just plain make yourself an enormous nuisance to all the volunteers on race day. And every year we have between 5 and 12 athletes that just disappear because some good Samaritan on the side of the road sees that these oaks are in serious trouble, gets them off the course, and they end up in a hospital. And you'd be surprised that to hear that on Monday morning there is a person at the Comrades or the CMA that sits in Comrades' house and phones all the hospitals to try and find unaccounted athletes that they just don't know where they are. And very often, that's exactly where they find them is in the hospital. So, look, as a general rule of thumb, doctors tend to tell you that if something is above the neck, in other words, it's just in the nose and in the head, you're probably okay to go and take part. But anything that moves below the neck has an increased risk of being viral. And as soon as it's viral, you have an increased risk of having secondary complications to the cardiac muscle, cardiac membrane, and cardiac valves. And obviously, if any one of those three things becomes affected, you actually put yourself into a life-threatening situation. So if you do fall ill and you have any desire to run, my advice is to get to a doctor. Get them to check your symptoms, make sure that you don't have a viral infection, and let the doctor be the one who decides whether it's safe for you to exercise or not. Don't make that call on your own.
Yeah, Lindsay, I said it last year as well that Comrades will be there in 2016. You need to make sure that you are as well. It's just not worth taking that risk. So I think that's some great advice. Something else you get under people's skins with is painkillers. And I think in the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast, let's talk about the use of painkillers on race day. It's a big thing. A lot of people do it, whether it's right or wrong. We'll get your opinion. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.